forget what I said.
This is your earliest memories of him. Earliest memories.
Yeah, we're resuming the interview. And Lena, we're talking about your early growing memories up. Of growing up.
And I lived in, from Lockleys, we came to live in Fen Place, which was a little, tiny little street, which wasn't really a street, it was sort of a bypass sort of thing. And it used to go down to North Terrace, you know, and then across the road were the railway lines, you know, yards. And I remember that Mum used to deliver milk, and the dogs used to chase her, and she never wanted us to have a dog because of that reason, she was scared. And Aldo was only a little boy, and it might have been Aldo being born. I think it was Aldo, because he was the girl. Yes, it was Aldo, because we left Lockleys, me and Romeo only. And it must have been Aldo she was pregnant with. And Romeo was a little boy that used to run away a lot, you know, hide. I used to hide in the hotel in Hindley Street, the Royal Oak, I think it was called. And I used to go inside the hotel and hide behind the door. And Mum used to come looking for me, couldn't find me. But then I'd come back home. But Romeo used to run down to the railway yards. It was dangerous to cross North Terrace. Mum was always scared, you know, for him anyway. I remember at three, there used to be a family in Hindley Street called the Bassos. And they were grown up. They were about 14, 15, maybe 13. And they used to go to school at this St. Mary's Dominican Convent in Franklin Street. And because I was so running away all the time, and she was pregnant and so on, and so she asked the teachers, the nuns up at in Franklin Street, if I could go like a kindergarten. There wasn't any kindergartens there, but they took me in, and the Bassos used to pick me up and then drop me off home at night, afternoon. I remember going to school at that age, very young, never did anything because of I could hardly talk, probably. I don't know. Anyway, I remember that. And then we left Fen Place and we went to live in the corner of Weymouth Street and what's that street where Badenoch's was? North Street, I think, might have been. We went to live there on the corner. It belonged to the Clorinda Cescato, whose husband also worked in the market gardener, but he worked for the Chinese people. You remember Linda DeMarchi? That's her mother and father. They lived there on that corner.
And where were the Chinese market gardens?
Down at Lockleys, yeah. Anyway, and I remember living there. Romeo was still alive then, and then we had Aldo. That's right. And when we were growing up there, we all went to St. Mary's School. By then, I was a bit older. And I remember Aldo, my brother, going into Badenoch's. And the guys, they used to be... Badenoch's was a removalist, you know? And Aldo was fascinated in keys. And he'd go in there and pinch all the keys from the trucks. Yeah. And then the guys, of course, he'd come home with the keys and he'd show them to Mum. And Mum used to say, "Where'd you get them?" And he wouldn't tell her. Anyway, one day the man came running inside. Mum knocked at the door. And they saw him run away. So they decided to follow him up. And fair enough, he had two or three lots of keys belonging to the trucks. He wasn't allowed to go there anymore. And then me and Aldo and Romeo, we used to... One of my uncles gave my brother a drum and the other one gave a little piano accordion. And Aldo and Romeo and myself used to stand on the corner with a box sitting on a box, and I used to sing, and one used to play the piano accordion and the other one played the drums, and people come along and give us money.
Did you know how to play the instrument?
Not me. The boys were playing. They were just banging away, you know. Anyway, people used to give us money, and Mum used to grab the money from us. Anyway, I remember that, and I remember New Year's Eve, the three of us, or New Year's Day, I should say, we'd go round to people's houses, and it was bad luck if a girl went. It had to be a boy first. And we'd go to the people, Italians, and say, Bungano, and they used to give us 20 cents or 10 cents, you know, just a muncher like that. But the boys had to go first and I had to come last because I was a girl. And we used to do that. All of us did that, not only our family, all the families.
And were there many Italian families that you went to?
Oh, yes, all of them. All in Weymouth Street, Curry Street, Hindley Street. Zil Corgill lived in Hindley Street. In Curry Street, we used to know the Grottis. They had a corner shop there, right on the corner of Grey Street and Curry Street. And then they also had the boarding house in North Street. And I remember when I think I was about seven, I still lived there, they used to have an Italian school. Now, we weren't supposed to do it. The Australians didn't want us to learn Italian. I don't know, Nevis knows more about that. We used to go to the Italian school, and Nevis has got a photo of us standing on the steps of St. Patrick's Church. We're all standing there, and we had a photo taken. I wished I had remembered. Linda might even have that photo.
And do you remember who taught Italian?
There was an Italian lady. I don't remember the lady who taught us. But anyway, I didn't go for very long to learn Italian. I knew how to speak dialetto. That was enough for me. And my father wouldn't let us speak English at home. When we were around the table eating, if Aldo and I, or Romeo, but no, Romeo wasn't alive then. Anyway, Aldo and I, that's right, he had died. Aldo and I and Sivano was only little. We weren't allowed to speak English at the table. Dad used to say, qua se parla italiano, or dialetto. E quando che ti sei fuori con gli amici parla finché te vuoi. Oh, I shouldn't have said that in Italian. I forgot.
It's perfect. It's lovely.
And so we weren't allowed. And if we did anything wrong, I will say that about my father. He never, ever hit us. Ever. All he had to do was give us a dirty look, like cross-eyed dirty look, and we'd shut up. I mean, we'd clamp up. But Mum used to hit me a lot. She even threw a piece of wood at me and hit me on the ankle, and then she had to bathe my foot because it made a big hole. But I was naughty that day.
Lena, I was going to take you back to Lockleys, because I remember that you said your dad had two market gardens.
No, he had the one in Frogmore Road that he worked for Zio Bruno Reboli. And then when they split up and we went to live in town, then he had that one in River Road.
So can you tell me roughly where it was?
You know, when you go Rolls Road, you know where that dog park is?
Yes.
Well, across the road, across the river, was all land there. There were no houses.
So it's on the Henley Beach roadside.
Side, right, of the Torrens. And we never had a house there. We lived in town, in Crowther Street. And Dad used to ride a bike every morning and come back every night late, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock when it got dark, on the bike and work the land and pick up the veggies and...
And do you know what he grew there?
Oh, he grew tomatoes, cauliflowers, peas, beautiful peas. I remember Dad had a lovely garden. I don't think he had celery, but I had cabbages, cauliflowers, tomatoes was his thing.
Did he have glass houses?
Yes, glass houses. And I remember he had a horse called Beauty. It was a race horse. And he had like a sledge, a real big one. And when he'd go into the glass houses and put the tomatoes in the boxes and then put them on the sledge, me and Aldo used to sit on it and the horse would drag us along. I remember that.
And where would your father have sold the vegetables?
At the market, East End Market. And I think somebody used to cart them up and bring them in for him because he didn't have a vehicle then. And his tomatoes used to all go to Victoria because they were number one. But, you know, in the olden days, I mean, in the early days, during Depression time, they used to go to the market with their veggies and couldn't sell them because of nobody had money. So they used to bring them all back and bury them into the garden, back into the garden. I remember that.
Yeah. And who would have helped your father in the garden?
Oh, he did have a helper. I think Victoria Mutkiota worked for my father in the early days. But then he got his own market garden. Victoria lived, his house, in White Street.
In White Street and Lockleys.
That used to be part of the land that Dad used to work. And the garden, there was no houses there. They built them later.
So do you know how much land your father would have had?
No, I don't know that.
And I think you told me that Zio Beppi worked there with your father for a while?
Not in the garden. When Zio Beppi arrived, then they got married and had some children. By then, when my father left the garden, he bought a part of a mine with other people. Actually, Dad had three parts. There was eight people that owned this mine.
Was that the Spotted Tiger?
Spotted Tiger mine. And when Zio Beppi and Zia Bruna, and the children were quite young, 3 years old and maybe seven and something like that, father asked Zio Beppi if he would go, pardon me, if he would go up to the mine and work for him in his place because he wanted to stay in Adelaide. And so Zio Beppi and Zio Bruna, his wife, Valerie, Alan and Dennis, they all went up there. And the two oldest went to boarding school and the youngest one stayed in the mine. And they stayed for quite a while. And also Zio Angelo worked there when he arrived from Italy.
You like me to stop?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just pausing for a moment.
Yeah.